For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
The Beasley Media Group Station.
Home of Manny and Loren Morning.
Turn it up.
We're KISS 95.1.
Gotta get up.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Every morning.
You got me feeling so right.
It's 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Any idea what today is?
I would say Twinsy Tuesday, but it's Friday.
It is Twinsy Tuesday for Loren and I. We are wearing our Love United Charlotte FC jerseys. We were invited to go to the game tomorrow night, so we will be out there celebrating the FC during Pride Month. And ironically, the gay woman on the show didn't join in and dress with us.
Not that we all planned this. I was like, oh, I should wear my shirt today.
Yeah, leading up to the game tomorrow.
Yes.
Facts.
And then you showed up in the same thing.
Facts. Today is Friday, a special Friday. It's the last day of school Friday. That means that it is summer officially starting today. We continue our legacy of squirting the kids when they get off the bus.
Are you going to do it?
We are doing it today. Oh. Absolutely, Loren. Come on, we wouldn't miss that for the world.
I wish my neighborhood would start that. Not that my son rides the bus, but...
It's fun to squirt the kids when they get off the bus.
Yeah.
We hit them when they get off the bus, then we have a big party down in the cul-de-sac. Squirt water at everyone. And then I clean up all the water balloons pieces that are all over the place.
That's nice of you.
The weekend is here, everybody. Let's go.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Settle down and head back to your area until we get you ready officially at 7:45 this morning. There goes our Friday chanters, Loren. Okay. We've locked them up.
Yes, like lock them away.
Every Friday. How was your Thursday? What's the one thing you need to tell us this morning?
It was good. Feel like I got everything done and nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson slept from 9.
In his bed.
From 9 to probably 5:15 today.
Hey, there you go. Did he try and escape and you just left him in there?
He did leave the bed twice. And now my monitor's not working, so I can't see him. But I know he's not in the bed.
Speaking of not working, yesterday, Loren and I talked to each other like 3 times. And each time we spoke, our phone connection sucked. But I had full bars and she had full bars. So we were blaming each other for crappy phones.
I'm convinced it's my phone.
Don't be so convinced. Because I have T-Mobile and there's certain spots in the Ballantyne-Blakeney area where T-Mobile doesn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I eventually just said, Loren, go outside your door and listen, and I'm going to send you a signal. And I just said,
ah.
And then she sent this. So we knew we were on the same page.
And then we threw up the bat signal.
Oh, it's so annoying. I literally was on the phone with Loren, and she's like, I can't hear you. And I'm going to show you what I did. You couldn't hear me. And then I went like this. I go, okay.
You're going to show us on the radio what
I'm
you
showing
did?
You. I go, look. I go, how about now? You go, yeah, now I can hear you. I literally pivoted in my space. I just, like, turned.
But you know what? Sometimes that works.
I know.
It's so weird. But it was really annoying yesterday. If you've ever talked to somebody on the phone and you only hear, like, every third word, you're like, I can't hear you. And all they hear is, I...
And we were like, hey, what are you doing? Jackson's sleeping in the car and I'm on the way. Yeah, I'm at my niece's graduation lunch. What are you doing? Then I'm going, I got to run errands. So that all came through clear. And then I go, all right, let's get down to business. Let's talk because, you know, we're talking serious stuff. And that, you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Anyway. They're the parts of the conversation you needed to hear. So annoying.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
I love you guys, by the way. Listen every morning.
On Kiss 95.1.
Ha! You know how you always complain, ladies, about how guys are in the bathroom forever and a day?
Forever.
And now my son's gotten into it. He's 10. And what? Amanda's like, seriously, dude, is it just like a guy thing?
What are you doing in there?
We are not completely finished until we're finished. Okay. I think ladies go in, do their business, good day and good night. Like, we go in, we do our business. And sometimes we even clean, and then we realize that we've cleaned prematurely. So we stay in until we absolutely do our business. Plus, if you bring your phone or your iPad in, articles galore. Oh.
Quiet.
Quiet. Away from the kids.
We don't get that luxury.
Anyway, a man in China sued his employer after they fired him for taking extended bathroom breaks. He allegedly took 22 potty breaks in a 10-day period, which lasted between 47 minutes and 6 hours.
What?
Yes,
just
sir.
Fire him. He's no yes, productivity, sir. Unless he's taking his laptop in there.
But the man, whose last name is Wang, sued the company for wrongful termination. After undergoing surgery for an anorectal issue, he reportedly began to experience major pain and discomfort, forcing him to spend more and more time on the potty. The fired employee has sought legal action to get his job back. However, the high court ruled that the bathroom breaks weren't, quote, within reasonable and normal psychological needs, and therefore he did not get his job back, according to Oddity Central.
Good. I mean, here's the thing. You know, we have, like, our roller chairs that pull up to your desk. Like, you can't just install a toilet at your desk.
Give the guy a break, Loren. He had a medical issue. That's what I tell you sometimes in here.
You tell me that all the time. And yes, there is a medical issue. You should see a doctor for it.
My dad would toot openly around the house. And when he would do that, and that's your father figure, you follow what your dad does. So I would toot openly around the house. And I still do. But, like, I know people who still never toot in front of their partners.
No.
This is crazy to me.
You hide it.
Why? Like, it's a natural bodily function.
I get it, but when you lift your butt off the chair to rip one, you do.
Stay out of this, Nicole. I see you looking, waiting to pounce.
And you go, what? I didn't do anything. I'm like, I heard it.
And like, saw it.
And I think you might want to go check yourself.
No, I have a medical issue. I have air in my bowels, which needs to be released from time to time, like a dam.
Like every 5 minutes?
My dad used to go, I have a gas pain. And we'd all be at the dinner table or something, and he'd go, I no longer have a gas pain. And like 2 seconds later, we'd all be like, oh!
Yuck.
Yeah, that was fun at the Maney house. If you don't toot in front of your partner, do you really love that partner?
Yes.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Got to say congratulations to Matthew and Kassar. I think that's how you pronounce it. Producer Nicole looked it up. Kassar is a little town in Cleveland County with like a population of 200.
Mm-hmm.
But Matthew won the Logic tickets to go to the Skyla Credit Union Amphitheater to go see Logic and Juicy J, among others, tomorrow night. We'll have another pair of tickets for you before we get out of here at 9 a.m. this morning. But I love always finding out things. Like, there's a town called Kassar. I didn't even know that. What else? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. Yesterday. Oh, before I get to that, Samantha in Charlotte texted in and said, good morning. I'm turning you guys on this morning in hopes it'll be enough of a distraction with this stressful, awful start to my day.
No.
I love you guys.
Samantha, we hope you have a better day.
Yeah, we're feeling good in here, so hopefully that will leak out of these microphones over the radio to you guys. It is a Friday. It is the last day of school for CMS and a lot of other school systems who are still in. So we're going to celebrate today at 7:45 with the free-for-all. Maybe that'll help you out.
Sending you good vibes.
Sending you positive vibes. That's right. Hold on. Let me send them.
Okay.
Turn your microphone on.
All right.
Loren, you ready?
Mm-hmm. There's your vibes.
Yesterday, my son went bowling for his class trip, which I love. I love that idea. But I don't think I ever took a class trip in school without it being educational.
Really?
I was thinking back to that. My wife agreed. She's like, yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Like, we would go to a museum. It was a cool museum. But, like, we weren't going to Carowinds as a class trip. Now, you guys in Florida might have, but growing up in New Jersey, like, we would go to the Statue of Liberty. That's still educational. I guess we would go to the zoo, the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
But even that was educational. Because, like, you get hooked up with this person who's, like, working at the Bronx Zoo, and then they give you a sheet of paper, and you're like, make sure you fill this out and hand it in at the end. We need, like, 10 brown animals, 10 white, and you're now I'm working?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that South Florida is on, like, lockdown after the class before mine was sent to Disney World, and they beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in the lake.
Yeah, we all know that story.
Yeah.
Terrible
story. I'm pretty sure that, like, no South Florida school was allowed to go to Disney anymore.
What was your non-educational field trip? 704-570-9595. I know we talked about this a while ago about your, you know, the field trips that you went on and you got left behind because you were concerned, Loren, that cash was going to be left behind on a field trip a couple weeks ago and you were stressed out about that. But now we want to ask this question. It wasn't an educational field trip, but in our school we went where? Give us a shout right now.
704-570-9595.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
Talking about the fun, non-educational field trips that you guys went on. Yesterday, my son went bowling, and then I just got a text message. He must be listening, so he could text me from his phone. And he goes, Dad, the fifth graders went roller skating. Bowling and roller skating, a cool end of the year party, but it's off the school campus. Like, I never did that.
Yeah, maybe that fits into the PE category. I don't know.
Now, we did take trips to Philadelphia when I was going to school in New Jersey. We did take a trip to Washington, D.C. Again, all educational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, but educational. Do you remember I told you I grew up a hockey player and I love the NHL? And all of a sudden, on our class trip to Washington, D.C., we had to be at the school at the break of dawn, right, to get on the bus. So I'm half tired. My friends were all like zombies. And all of a sudden, the buses pull up, and it's like a coach, you know, big coach company. And one bus pulls up, two buses pulls up. The third bus has the Hartford Whalers, which is now the Carolina Hurricanes. It had their logo on the side of it. And I wasn't on that bus. That was like bus number three. I was on bus one. Excuse me. I begged my teachers to let me go on bus number three because I thought it was so cool to be on the Hartford Whalers bus.
Oh, my gosh.
And they let me.
So was it their actual bus, though, that they typically use for transport?
Yeah, the season was over. So the bus company owned that bus, so they just threw it into the mix, which was pretty cool.
That's kind of cool for a kid.
Heather, I was the only one that cared, by the way. Everybody else on that bus had no respect for it, and I was so mad. Heather in Forest City, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Heather, you went on a non-educational field trip. What was it?
We went to Carowinds.
You did go to Carowinds.
We wondered about that. Now, how does that work? Is that where, like, the students just, their parents drive them there? Or did you guys go to a school, get on a bus, and then go to Carowinds?
We got on a bus, but we had some of the parents chaperone. So each group had two parents.
Okay.
Because it would be hard to keep track of the kids at Carowinds.
I would imagine, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would imagine that when you go on a field trip like that, it's like one of those things like, hey, we're going to meet back here in 45 minutes for a check-in. You guys go and ride whatever you want to ride.
Is that right?
Yeah. So each group had two chaperones, and then we would meet back at a specific spot every hour.
Did any of the teachers ride the rides?
Yes.
Anybody miss their check-in?
Yes.
Yeah, that might have been the first and last trip to Carowinds for that school.
Yeah.
Thanks, Heather. How about Deborah in Rock Hill? She did something cool. Hey, Deborah.
Good morning.
What'd you do? What was your non-educational field trip?
So, in eighth grade, a select number of students got to go snow skiing.
Ooh, where?
I don't remember. Somewhere in North Carolina, but
yeah, like
I didn't pay
beach or sugar. That's pretty cool. What was the select group? Like the good kids?
Oh, no. It was just the first 50 that paid their money.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. I remember I wanted to go to France and Italy in the summer of between seventh grade and eighth grade, and I wasn't allowed.
I think we had an international trip, too. But we would do like Kennedy Space Center, Universal, Disney.
Yeah.
Like those were all of our
Yeah. Oh, Nicole, you did the international trip?
I did. And I think it was sixth grade.
Where'd you guys go?
Oh, let me try to remember.
See, I didn't go on mine, so I don't remember where it is, but I'm pretty sure there was one.
I definitely remember Barcelona, and I definitely remember Paris. I actually met a pen pal on the Eiffel Tower, and I remember, like, keeping in touch for years. And we would send each other our, like, school yearbooks or our the class pictures.
Was the pen pal from France?
Yeah, or from a different country. I can't remember what.
There are adults that would kill to go on that trip to Paris or Barcelona.
Seems really young.
And I would never trust my... That's probably why I wasn't allowed to go.
I wasn't allowed to go.
My mom was one of the chaperones that went with.
Okay.
But there was a lot. There's probably only like... I don't know how many kids total. Maybe six?
Oh, okay. Like I'm thinking it's like a group of 20 is going.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It was a small group. There might have been other groups. I can't really remember.
Because I know, like, when I do international travel, I always see those big groups of kids. But it looks like a soccer team but they're young.
Yeah.
You know?
I wasn't allowed to go. And I really wanted to. I thought it would have been so cool to go to Barcelona and Paris, and my parents would have paid for me.
Let me be your mom for a second. You should have been better behaved, and maybe you could have gone.
I know. They were like, we don't want that trouble internationally. Hey, my brother, I'll get rich on our rap party. He went to Russia in like 85.
What?
Yes. And I'll have him tell you about it.
I would love to hear about
that.
Isn't that
cool?
Let's definitely have him on the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we'll do it.
It's the Manny and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
I am always a good favor person. Like, can you do me a favor? If someone says that to me, I say yes. And do you remember about a month ago, Loren, I told you, according to a story, an article, the best time, according to science, to ask for a favor was when? Do you remember?
11 a.m.
It was 11 a.m., yeah. After the morning cobwebs are shaken off and before the afternoon craziness, if you want a favor from someone, ask around 11 a.m. and you'll most likely get a yes. Well, I'm a good yes person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You say yes to almost everything.
And I have a friend that lives in Jersey, and his brother is driving up from Florida, and he's got a dog. And he's like, Manny, is it cool? I know his brother. He's like, is it cool if Todd spends the night at your house? I'm going to give him your number. You connect with him, but he's driving up and he wants to let the dog out and hang and then maybe crash out for the night.
Do you know, like, have you ever met him?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. 2 years younger than us, though. Like, I sound bad, but, like, he was, like, our pick on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we did in the 80s,
so
Loren.
You owe it to him. Essentially.
Funny that you say that. So I was like, yeah, dude, let me just check with Amanda because my wife, I don't know where my wife is. She's in Atlanta somewhere. That's a story for later on this morning because I text, I call, and I don't hear from her.
It's fine. I never know where Dallas is either.
Yeah. But after 8 p.m.? Okay. So anyway, I said, let me check with my wife. It shouldn't be a problem. And so yesterday I texted with Todd and I'm like, yeah, dude, it's all good. I gave him the location of our house, the dog. And like, my dog would love to play with your dog. Got the whole fence backyard. He's like, great. I'll probably be there Saturday, like around 9 p.m.
Is that too late for you? Oh, you're going to be at you'll be at the Charlotte FC game. So now your wife has to entertain him. Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Do I say my wife kiboshed it?
No.
Am I too far down the road?
I gave him
the address.
You're too far.
I mean, you guys, hold on real quick. 704-570-9595.
If you told me I could come and I already had your address and then you canceled on me and I knew you were going to, I'd egg your house.
But I'm going to the Charlotte FC game. So I could also tell him that I'm doing that.
Yeah.
But hey, wait a minute. Hold on another side, like, isn't 9 o'clock a little late to be arriving?
Yes, but he's driving. So, like, there's really... That's the time it takes for him to get from wherever he is to get to you. And it might be later than that, to be honest.
What if I find him a pet-friendly hotel near my house?
Are you going to pay
for
it?
No. I'll just be like, bro, I completely forgot. I'm going to be out. You don't know Amanda. It's a little weird. But here's a pet-friendly hotel. Now, hear me out on this. Sunday, bring Rover over, and the dog on Sunday morning can play with my dog, and I'll do breakfast for you.
No. No. You're too far down the road. And if you cancel on him and he has got to get a hotel, he doesn't want to come over for breakfast.
Nicole, am I too far down the road, you think?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think there's nothing wrong with the truth, especially if you're accommodating him. So if you're like, hey, completely forgot, actually have... like going out with for a work thing, because it technically is a work thing.
Yeah.
Let's say we're going to the Charlotte FC game. I might not be there at 9. It might be a little bit closer because the game starts at 7 or 7:30.
7:30.
So it's not like you're going to be out till like midnight.
No.
Right.
So maybe you can be like, it might be closer to 10.
Take your time.
Before I get home. So yeah, so take your time.
That's not a bad idea.
And just here's
the truth.
Honestly,
I don't know how.
Like you don't have to make it. I don't think it's like something that you need to make an excuse for. It's your truth. There's nothing wrong with it. You're still helping him.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Nicole. And here's the other thing, too. Like, if Dallas had somebody driving through and he was at a work thing, I would be fine with letting that person in, showing them like where they're going to stay and getting them set up with like towels or whatever. I'm not going to entertain them all night, but you can go and take a shower and like get your life together while Dallas gets home.
Yeah, yeah. Like I can have the guest room all set up for him, the towels out. I'll ask Amanda not to do anything because she's just coming back from a week in Atlanta, so she's not going to want to deal with that tomorrow night.
Yeah, but she can let him in, and I mean, if she wants to. But like, I would have no problem being like, "Hey, how are you? Great to meet you. Here's the room. The bathroom's right there. I'm sure you want to take a shower. Manny will be home in a little."
I'm feeling stressed.
Give me his number. I'll call him.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I haven't even told Amanda.
Well, because you don't know where she is.
It's 7:15 on Friday. He's due in 24 hours from now.
You might want to loop your wife in.
I'll update you guys Monday on how this goes, but I guarantee you there will be some tomfoolery. Something will happen. It's not going to be as smooth as Loren and Nicole are making it sound.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Have you heard about our second annual? And it has become an annual thing. It's the second annual Manny and Loren Singles Night at the Charlotte Knights Stadium in Uptown, Truist Field. And it is June 22nd, 7 p.m. Tickets are for sale right now at kiss951.com. If you're single, we're asking you to come to the game. You'll sit in our special single section, Ren. And you'll be able to mingle with other singles.
Yeah. So those ticket prices are $24. That includes food and drink. There's a $10 voucher there. And it's Thirsty Thursday. So I'm pretty thirsty. And have a beer with the people that you're meeting.
Our friend, awesome teacher Sarah said, "Woohoo! It's the last day of school. And I got my singles night ticket yesterday."
Yay.
So we also have this really cool thing called the roster. Because last year, to be honest with you, we had so many fantastic women out there and a shortage of men.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're trying to make it equal so that the women and the men have the same amount of people to pick from. So what you need to do is head to kiss951.com, purchase your ticket there, and then fill out our roster. So people will know how many men are going and how many women are going.
I think that, I mean, it's a great idea, and I just like the play on we have a roster.
Right, for the baseball game, and there's a roster. Go sign up now, kiss951.com, June 22nd, the second annual singles night with Manny and Loren, Truist Field, Uptown. We'll see you there.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Loren, this is Baron. Baron is texting us and he says, "Hey, I'd like to come on the show and I would like to market myself." Hello, Baron.
Hey, I didn't expect you guys to call me so quickly.
Oh, believe me, you're the first one that we're going to put on the radio to market themselves for our second annual singles night, June 22nd at Truist Field. Loren, what questions do you have for Barron?
Well, I think first Barron should tell us a little bit about himself.
All right. Well, I am 34 years old. I am originally from New Jersey. I am a building engineer. I live by myself. I have a little one that will be 3 next month.
Okay.
Stop right there. Pause right there. I love that. Let's take a minute to be honest about our lives. Not everybody that's going to be there is going to be 24 and
sure.
single with no kids and just starting their lives with a starter job. I love that, Barron.
I'm 34, not 24.
No, right. I get it. I'm saying not everyone that's going to the singles night is going to be 24 and single. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be, we're going to get the question, I'm 42.
Can I go?
I have two
Am
kids.
I two? Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yes, absolutely. This is for everyone.
Barron, would you be open to dating someone else with kids?
I am.
Bang. There you go. Guy's got a nice job from a great state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He knows how to really handle his business. And what celebrity would you say you look like if someone said you look like a celebrity?
I get John Legend a lot.
Okay. People are going to love that.
Mark it down. Mm-hmm. Barron, there you go. Go sign up now, dude. Kiss951.com, and we'll see you out there on June 22nd. And bring friends with you if you'd like to, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll see you there.
He's a keeper. All right. Thanks, Barron.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
And we lost our player, unfortunately.
No.
It could have been our phones. We apologize. But someone jump on the phone right now to play Can't Beat Loren, please. 704-570-9595. If your phone cut out and we lost you, sorry about that. Try us again next week. She's got 302 straight wins, so my producer Nicole picks up on someone calling 704-570-9595. I'll say to you, Loren, did you see that Kim Cattrall is coming back
to Sex and the City? What's it called?
Yeah, it's called...
And Just Like That.
And Just Like That. And I was reading, there's some weird stipulations. Like, because she ended on weird terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think she can't be on set with the other girls.
Oh, I believe
that's
it.
A stipulation, is like she films by herself.
I can't wait to see how they're going to do this.
Yeah, so she'll have like her own maybe storyline.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be filming by herself. And one of the producers isn't allowed on set at all that day that she's there.
Ooh,
yeah.
Scandy.
I think
something
I read that
happened.
In Variety. So, all right, let's say good morning to Victoria in Concord who answered the call. Hey, Victoria, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Have you played before?
Yes.
How'd you do?
We tied. 5 out of 5.
Okay, all right. So she's going to get all
she's
5
good.
Right, hopefully. Throw her out of the studio, Victoria.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
Victoria and Loren. Victoria playing for everyone in Concord. Loren heading out in her Love Unites Charlotte FC jersey. We'll be at the game tomorrow night. We're excited for that, for Pride Night at the Charlotte FC game at the bank. Question number one, Victoria, the 76th Annual Tony Awards are going to be live this Sunday on the network with such shows as 60 Minutes and Young Sheldon. What network?
CBS.
Question two, rumors are starting to swirl about this watermelon sugar pop star taking the stage, maybe in the Super Bowl halftime show next year. Who is he?
Harry Styles.
BTS released a new song last night to celebrate their 10th anniversary. What country does BTS come from?
South Korea.
The Governor's Ball 2023 is starting today in New York despite air quality concerns, and this Truth Hurts singer is going to be headlining. Who is she?
Lizzo.
Question five. Lisa Vanderpump has ridden the coattails of the Scandoval and its rating success to a new show. Hulu has ordered 10 new episodes of this show.
Bravo?
What did you say?
Bravo?
No, what show?
Oh, Vanderpump Rules, sorry.
Okay. Come on in, Nicole. I mean, Loren. Nicole was talking in my ear, sorry.
Okay?
Yeah, come on in.
All right, how'd Victoria do?
Victoria in Concord got all 5
Ooh,
correct.
Okay.
Just
all
like
right.
she said she would.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you do, Loren. It's the last day of school. Do you go out with an F?
Ugh.
Let's find out. The 76th Annual Tony Awards will be live this Sunday on the network that has the same shows as 60 Minutes and Young Sheldon. What network is that?
CBS?
Rumors are starting to swirl about the watermelon sugar pop star who might be taking the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show next year.
Harry Styles.
Question three. BTS revealed a new song last night to celebrate their 10th anniversary. What country are they from?
South Korea.
The Governor's Ball 2023 is starting today in New York. Despite air quality concerns, this Truth Hurts singer will be headlining. Who is that?
Lizzo.
Lisa Vanderpump has ridden the coattails of the Scandoval and its rating success to a new show. What show was she currently on?
Vanderpump Rules, The Housewives.
Stop right there. Okay, you don't have to go showing off. Vanderpump Rules is the answer that we are looking for, and you got all five right as well. So it's a tie. Tie, stay with the house, Victoria.
Okay, well, I guess I can't be the room, but I keep dying.
Yeah, you do. Thanks for playing, Victoria. Have a great weekend.
Great job on getting...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
At five.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Question. Is it unusual to know or not know where your partner is when they're on a work trip? Because my wife goes to Atlanta a couple times a year for her work, and she'll stay for the week. And I know she's busy from about 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then she'll usually text me, hey, babe, exhausted, going back to the room, getting room service. Or she'll text me, hey, babe, meeting up with some people who I sell to. You know, I'm going out to dinner. But I didn't get that at all this week. I checked in with her twice. And then I'm looking on her friends who's down there, her friend's Instagram, and they were out for drinks and stuff last night, and she never texted me that she was going for drinks or texted me that she got home.
Is that a problem for you?
No. No. Should it be?
I don't know. I don't think it should be.
It's not a matter of not trusting her or thinking that she's out gallivanting all over the city topless. Well, what I do think is that, like, do you owe it to your partner to check in with them and be like, babe, I'm back home, I'm safe?
I don't think it's a big deal if they, like, didn't check in once. I mean, that's not a big deal. I never know where Dallas is. Legitimately never know where he is.
But for the day. But, like,
no,
you should get,
like,
a check.
No. If he travels, like, next week he's traveling, I think, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have no idea where he's going.
Okay, but when he's there, he's going to check in with you, and he's going to be like, good night, babe.
Honestly, mamas and time.
Without our
yes,
spouses.
Without our significant others. I ran into a couple at the bar, and the woman was appalled that I did not know where my husband was. Appalled. Like, looked at me like my marriage was flailing. And I was like, all right, relax. That's called trust, not like...
Right.
You know?
Does anybody not know where their partner is right now? Like, is your partner on an international trip, and the last time you talked to them was days ago? Like, that's crazy to me.
I mean, Dallas is a big boy. He can kind of take care of himself.
Partner. And then you go, 4 days ago?
No, it
and
hasn't
go,
been
four days. 4 days ago.
No, it hasn't been days. But, like, he might check in or Amanda might check in and not tell you. Like, I might not say, like, hey, where are you right now?
Right.
He's like, I just left a case. I got to go back to the hotel, get ready for dinner. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, my wife has texted me this morning. I know she's okay. But, like, I didn't get a message from her at all yesterday after 6 p.m., what she was doing, where she was going. And I go to sleep, and I didn't send her a message last night. You know, I went to sleep myself. I crashed out watching the hockey game. And
so you're just as guilty.
I guess I am. But I also am just wondering if it's weird to not know where your partner is. Catalina in Denver, good morning.
Good morning.
Catalina, you never know.
Yeah, so he's a pilot, and he flies out of Charlotte, and yeah, I don't ever really know where he's at, nor does he text me when he, like, lands or gets into the hotel, so.
How often does he not text you? Like, all right, let's switch it.
Maybe once during his fandom, and that's about it. Maybe, like, one or two texts.
Now, my father was a commercial airline pilot, and even I remember him calling quite often. From the hotel room on a layover, he didn't, every night.
That's okay, but you can't do it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Catalina, does your husband see? My dad used to do this on the calendar. He used to put a line through the days that he was flying, so yeah. At least the family knew when he was out and you can make plans. Does your husband do that?
Yeah, we know when he's flying, and I just don't, you know, I know where he's going. I just don't know, like, if he's up in the air or if he's
specific.
In the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, out with the flight crew.
Yeah, right. I got you. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Catalina. I told you the one time I was in high school, I was probably a sophomore, and we had call waiting clicked on the landline, and I click over, and it's my dad, and he's like, hey, where's your mom? It's important. I go, I don't know. I'm on the phone with Christina. How important? He's like, I'm in Cancun. I go, okay. And he's like, hang up with your girlfriend. I said, fine. So I click over. I'm like, my dad's being annoying. I got to go. So I click back over. And my dad's like, get your mom on the phone. So I got mom.
Mom
all of a sudden is taking notes and writing. And I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I never thought that dad would ever be in distress or in trouble while flying. It turns out he had an engine issue flying to L.A. from, like, Miami. So they're flying south. And he had to make an emergency landing in Cancun. He could not get in touch with TWA to tell them that the plane was in Cancun. Because the radar tracking was different down there back in the 90s or whatever. So he's telling my mom that my mom needs to call TWA to let them know that the plane is in Cancun, at Cancun National International Airport.
Nothing like putting that on your mom.
I know. And I'm
That's like Dallas calling me and going, hey, can you call this surgeon and lead this surgery over the phone? What? No.
Yeah, I know. And I'm all annoyed. I'm on the phone with my girlfriend. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, 310 passengers. TWA has no idea where they are.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm all annoyed.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
So you're going to graduate this weekend from high school? Most college graduations already happened. Who was the cool person that did the commencement at your graduation? 704-570-9595. I didn't have anybody popular do mine.
No, we didn't either.
Yeah. No, I don't think Nicole did. But we have a couple people on hold who had somebody interesting do theirs. This is Jessica in Waxhaw. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hey, Jessica. Who did your commencement speech?
Well, if you're from Long Island, Chuck Schumer does the same exact speech at every high school, every community college, and every student college on Long Island. I think in New York City, too, he'll go into. It's the same speech.
Yeah, Chuck he doesn't turn down anything, huh?
No, he does not. He shows up. He really...
Yeah, he's got the glasses that hang off of his nose. Yes. He's a politician, for those of you that might not know, from New York.
He probably knows it so well by now by giving it at every single commencement speech. People are, like impressed by the fact that he doesn't use a prompter or any notes, but they don't know that he gives it every single time.
Yeah. Like, my high school one, I was impressed. I was like, oh, Chuck Schumer's going to be at our high school graduation, and then I graduated college, and he was there. With the same exact
speech.
That's
funny
awesome,
if you could
Jessica.
Do it with him, you know?
Yeah. And Jessica ended up moving out away from him to get somebody new in her life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica.
Yeah.
A couple text messages coming in, Ran. How about one from 980 that said, I had Jennifer Garner speak at my 1998 graduation. She was an alumni of the high school that I went to in Charleston, West Virginia. Somebody
awesome.
Said, my now wife graduated from Queens University, Jay Bayless. Was the commencement speaker. He did an awesome job. He is a ESPN analyst, for those of you who might not know. Ooh, Loren, Miranda had a cool person give the commencement speech. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
Hey, Miranda, who gave your commencement speech?
So, I went to school out in California, and one of my classmates I came to find, right, he was somehow related to Steven Spielberg. So, Steven Spielberg gave our commencement speech.
That's cool.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. By the way, it's funny because I would imagine like Spielberg probably giving commencement speeches to colleges, like not high schools. And now here he is dragged over to like, you know, the Valley, whatever high school. So do you remember anything important that he told you guys?
Oh, no.
What do you mean no? It's Steven Spielberg.
There was nothing he really said that I was like, oh my gosh, that's mind blowing. All I could think as I looked at him was, this is a guy. E.T. Okay. Jurassic Park. Okay.
I will give you.
In my head. He didn't say anything that was mind shattering.
I will give you one piece of advice if you're listening to me right now that will make you millions. And meanwhile, Miranda's like, la, 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 yeah. La, la.
Watching butterflies.
Yeah, singing the Jurassic Park theme in her head. Dun, 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 dun.
The one thing I will tell you is that it was a mess. You could only bring two people per family. People were so angry.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, that does stink.
Because like, you couldn't get anywhere or get anything done because he had to get in and he had to get out.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying. Oh, well. Still cool, though. Thanks, Miranda. We appreciate it.
You guys are always my morning show to listen to on my way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
Coming up, Loren's going to tell us about the 6-second kiss rule. But we're talking to people about the cool person they had at their graduation to give the commencement speech. My husband's brother had Jack Black at their ceremony.
That's cool.
In Central Florida. Another 704 texted in and said, good morning, guys. I had Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs do our speech for my college graduation. By the way, I love you guys. Thank you so much for texting in and telling us that. We didn't have anybody. Like, in my high school, I said yesterday we were talking about it. I had a lot of cool people graduate from my high school. Bill Maher graduated from my high school. Cary Grant, an actress. The guy who started... Pimp My Rides produced that show and started it on MTV. He graduated from my high school. But I don't even remember who gave our commencement speech there. And then in college, besides me graduating from St. Thomas Aquinas College, Loren, there is a list of other people who graduated from there, including Barbara Corcoran, who was one of the sharks on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
She graduated from my college. And so did... marry somebody who was the executive producer of the Montel Williams talk show for a while. And no. And I've never been asked to come back. I should. St. Thomas Aquinas should ask me to come back and do the commencement
speech. You want to do the commencement speech?
Yeah, I'd be good.
Do you not realize that this whole radio thing, like, we are the bottom of the totem pole in entertainment.
Yes, but listen to me. I made a living doing morning radio since 1998. I've been fortunate, hardworking, moved all over the country. Uh-huh. I always wanted to do morning radio because that's where the most people listen to you. I never did afternoons, never did middays, never did overnights, always did mornings. And making a living out of that's a pretty big deal. And I would tell people that hard. Work hard and move around the country.
Give me some music and give me your commencement speech.
I don't have the full thing.
Well, just, you know, wing it. You're good at winging it.
Hello, everyone. And welcome. Do I get to keep this outfit? Because I sure would like to keep it. I think I look good in my cap and gown.
You're going to start with a joke?
Of course.
Okay.
In closing...
Right, Diane. This is going to be the best commencement speech of your lives.
What?
Your friends are going to be so jealous of this commencement speech because it's going to last all of 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Keep your eye on number one and don't step in number two. And I also...
I'm crawling under the table.
Want you to know that you can do it. You have it deep down inside you. These teachers here, they're going to tell you that you need to work hard in life. And you do, but you also need to make sure you connect and contact people. Because networking is everything.
here's my card. And here's Loren's card. And Nicole, call them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to write something.
You really think you could write a commencement speech? Yeah. I don't know if I have anything that important to say that I could go back to Piper High School and do a commencement speech.
The saying, C's get degrees, is no lie. Also, where are my communications majors at? Raise your hands. Yeah, okay, take a walk, okay? Literally, you don't need that degree. When I went to college here, communications was the second lamest degree that you could get.
What was the first?
The first was Parks and Rec.
I actually have a friend who works in Parks and Rec, and he makes a really good living.
Yeah, like
probably
I know
more
people
than we're making.
I know people that did Parks and Rec, and like one guy is like running all of the YMCAs in New York that graduated from my college.
Parks and Rec.
Whoa. Hey, if a communications major is laughing at your major.
Underwater basket weaving.
Someone said we had James Carville and Ellen DeGeneres deliver our commencement speech at Tulane University.
I bet that was cool.
Billy Joel was at our high school. He was an honorary graduate, obviously probably somewhere up in New York.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know.
Do you think they perform at some point? Like, do you think Billy Joel performs after he gives his commencement speech?
Like he did We Didn't Start the Fire or something? I
don't. Just like, you know, kicks the podium over and starts singing. That'd be awesome.
Keeping the faith. Yeah. Keeping the faith. That would be good. I don't know. Like Jack Black has to be funny in his.
Oh, I would imagine
but
so.
But then, now I also know, like, Will Ferrell did one years ago, and it was just all jokes. You know what I mean?
Too
like,
many
nobody
jokes.
Got anything
I remember,
out of it.
You're
it was
right.
Kind of all super goofy. So you got to be somewhat serious. I mean, the college is asking you to come talk to these seniors, you know, these graduates. So, anyway. Wake up
in the morning. It's the Manny and Loren Show.
It's how I get my morning started.
First thing. In the morning. Kiss 95.1.
Thanks for spending your mornings with us. The reason why you hang out with us is so that you can find out what's going on in the world and you can find out how long you need to make out with someone. Because we found the 6-second kissing rule around. What the hell is that?
You know, I had to look at this because I was like, oh my gosh, like that's a really long time to just like, because it's not like making out.
Yeah.
It's just like.
You kiss your hand and I'll count to six.
Oh gosh. I feel like this is going to feel like forever. Okay,
all right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're supposed to hold your kiss on the lips that long, they said?
Yeah. That, doesn't that feel like a long time?
Yeah.
What How many that? Times a day?
You're supposed to kiss for 6 seconds, 6 times a day.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, of
six
course
seconds,
you do.
6 times a day. Six. Okay.
That's
and you
a
should
long al- time.
And you should also try to hug. I think like a 30-second hug, I think they say like maybe 3 times a day.
Yeah, a 30-second hug is a long time too. Like 10 seconds is probably sufficient for me. And maybe a 3-second kiss.
Yeah. They also say that you should kiss each other in front of the kids.
Yeah, as an example
of love and affection.
Yes,
now, my wife will come home from work and kiss the two kids and walk right past me.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she's not mad. And then I was out to dinner last night with Dean, and I noticed the dad met up with the wife and the two kids. He kissed the two kids and sat right down. And I thought to myself, I'd go, ooh, okay. So they also do that in that house.
Well, so this is research from a psychologist and marriage and family therapist. And he's been researching these relationship terms for 40 years. But he says that those small gestures make a big impact on your long-term relationships and happiness and success.
You have a stopwatch behind you while you're kissing?
Like your Apple Watch, you set it and you have your hand like behind the person you're, you know.
You make noises, Nicole?
No. Because
ooh, why do you sound like you're eating
disgusting.
Something?
And also, too, like you don't just like pucker your lips and sit there for 6 seconds. Like, who kisses like that?
That's what they're saying you should do, though.
No, they're saying, like, you kiss.
Like make out?
I mean, you can kiss without making out. It's not like...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
A peck on the lips is not a kiss. That's
come here,
a peck.
Come in here. Let me demonstrate with you.
Yeah. Okay.
I should punch you square in your face.
On Pride Month.
This psychologist also says that the little things that you do for your partner that have nothing to do with moving furniture can actually help you in the bedroom as well.
This is true because they say, because you're supposed to, you need to separate the act of being affectionate and kissing from the act of intimacy.
Yes.
Because intimacy is not just moving furniture. It's the little things.
I agree.
So you don't want your partner to think that every time you want to kiss them, like, okay, well, they're coming on to me to move furniture. You have to kiss outside of that.
I am nodding, like, 100 with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you want to go see it, you're not going to find it at my house or Loren's. You have to go to Nicole's place.
That's not
to see
true.
The
it's just
kiss.
Uncomfortable.
By the way, and you don't even know where your husband is. We just talked about that 45 minutes ago.
He just dropped my son off at school and took 300 bad photos.
Okay.
There's one good photo in the whole group.
It is time to play America's favorite new game show. Catch it on NBC weeknights at 9 p.m. Did Loren run that errand? There's nobody in the country that runs errands like Loren does. She's constantly running errands. In fact,
random things.
She can't do any other job. She couldn't have a 9-to-5 because it would only deter her from running errands all day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try and give away some logic tickets with the game. Did Loren run the errand? This is Austin in Taylorsville, our old friend. Good morning, Austin.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi, Austin.
So
hey,
I'm going to give you an errand. And you say yes or no whether or not Loren ran it. Loren, you tell us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Austin?
Yes, sir.
All right, did she get an oil change this week in one of her three cars?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I did not get an oil change this week. I probably should have, but I didn't have time for it.
That wasn't an errand that you ran this
right.
week. All right, did Loren go to the dry cleaners this week?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I would say yes, too.
I did do that,
You did, okay. Pick up or drop off?
Both.
You drop something off and pick something up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did Loren rent a U-Haul this week?
Yeah, probably for, like, party balloons or something, I'd say.
Is that right?
I did. I literally just finished it. I was like...
Let's go!
All right, that's two correct. Did Loren do a CVS run?
CVS, like the drugstore?
Yeah, CVS. Did she do a CVS run? Seems like it's something that you could do.
Y'all got one right beside the studio, so of course.
I did not. No, I didn't go over to CVS.
You better know. You gave us these.
Well, I was just trying to, like, think in my mind to be sure.
Okay.
No, I didn't go to CVS.
Loren is known for going to the cobbler. This always made Roy and I laugh. We didn't know what a cobbler was, but there's apparently a shoe repair store somewhere. Did she hit that this week?
I'm going to just say yes for all. Yes. Okay.
I didn't go to the cobbler this week, even though that is typically.
All right. Come on, Austin.
I would be in the rotation.
We want to get you three to get you these logic tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Did Loren have a wall clock repaired this week? Did she run that errand? A wall? Is that like the clock that hangs on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop.
I did.
You could just buy a new one.
No, I did. I know, but I really like that clock.
You found a clock repair place?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've taken my grandfather clock to that. The little, like, one that sits on the table. I've taken that there, too.
You know the guy.
Yeah.
You're keeping him in business.
We have a relationship.
Congratulations, Austin and Taylorsville. You have won the tickets to go see Logic tomorrow night. Make sure you could go, dude.
Let's go, baby. It sounds good.
I'm excited. Yeah, that's our boy, Austin. He texts us early in the morning and hangs in with us all day long. We appreciate you, bud.
Hey, no problem, y'all. Have a good day.
You, yes, too. You too. Have fun.
Have a good weekend. Let's see. Couple for me. UPS store. I'm going to say you did do a UPS store run.
I did not. I love, like, the companies that I use for, like, you know, Rent the Runway and that kind of stuff, they do pickup from your house now.
Oh, okay.
So I don't ever have to go, and it's glorious.
It says return a raincoat. I'm going to say yes, because that's very, very specific. Did you buy a raincoat and then not use it and return it?
Yeah, I did.
I love this game. I want to play this every week. The errands Loren runs. All right, listen, if you missed anything from the entire week, and there was so much to catch up on, go grab it on the Kiss95.1 app. And don't forget, you can also sign up for the 95 Days of Summer Flyaways. Our summer contest is going on with a trip to go to Chicago to see the Jonas Brothers August 25th at Wrigley Field. Also, I lost my oh, we're going to tell everybody about our singles night before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a singles night coming up with the Knights. That's why we call it Singles Night with a K. And tickets are $25, $24. And you get a $10 food and beverage coupon with that, too.
Yep. So we want to see all the singles people out there. You can sign up at kiss951.com.
And if you're not single, you can still come. Just bring a single person with you.
Yeah, of course. June 22nd, the Charlotte Knights game against Louisville. Tickets are just $24. And like Ren said, $10 worth of food and drink come with that at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.